could be dating a guy, especially like now. Like, dude, like.
Hey, sis!
Welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode.
Yes, so today we have. It's already funny, they're so awkward. But we have two very special guests with us, our friends. You know, we've grown up with them, we love them. You know, we have Keith and Nani in the studio, Nanai. Mm-hmm. You know, the guys.
And we'll link their social medias and SoundClouds in the description box.
Guys, I was joking about the SoundCloud.
Yeah, so you know, we've been saying that we're going to have some very interesting interviews and people on the podcast come in, so we're very excited to have them both here. So yeah, guys, say hi.
What it do, baby?
What up?
Yeah, you know, they're very shy, but that's okay.
But so basically,
so
this
what's
podcast,
your best fan base called?
Our fan base, we have, I don't know, it's mainly like, it's
we
quite a few people. We don't really have a name. The sisters, yeah, they're called the sisters.
Hey, no, not James Charles.
Yeah.
I know, not man.
Yeah, we have the sisters here.
Well,
no.
Sorry, I do think of James Charles.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Oh, really?
These are his sisters. People say you got it from James Charles.
Really?
Yeah.
Does James Charles do that? Is that the guy that wears the makeup?
Yeah.
Oh, how do you guys know what his fan base is called?
There's a guy's ever, bro.
I'm interested in drama. I like beef.
Oh, really?
Beef was very interesting.
Yeah,
oh, the YouTube beef?
The tea was hot.
I see.
Like, his fake tears were just...
Yeah. Did he pull fake tears? What?
Emmy winning gold.
He's really into this.
Guys,
I have to look this up.
Like, it was hilarious. Go watch it yourself. Just search it up.
James Charles fake tears.
Well, no, not fake tears. James Charles drama.
Facts? Okay, anyway. So, what are we talking about today, Frim?
Okay, so this podcast, we're just going to ask the guys a couple questions and some scenarios that you guys sent through about, like, what guys would think in certain situations, get them to answer it, and also a couple questions that we just wanted to see their perspective on things.
Yeah, totally. Because I feel like when we talk, it's always us girls, and we never really have any perspectives.
Yeah, no cap, you guys chose the worst two perspectives.
What do you mean? We wanted you guys. Don't sell yourself short.
Okay.
All right. No, it's fine. Okay. So we have a variety of questions here. Just answer truthfully. Whatever you feel. It's cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you ready?
So the very first one: top three qualities you look for in a woman and why it's important to you. We also have a very special guest sitting in, Tommy. Tommy's sitting in the back, so you know he'll be also adding in some commentary. So I think top three. So top three.
This is all you.
This is all you. No, both of you. Keith, how about you go first? Just any top three that you can think of.
And why are they? You can just do top three first, then you can do
top three.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really. It takes you that long to think.
You gotta make sure your woman's right, bro.
Don't be scared. No, this is like a non-judging platform.
Yeah.
So whatever they say, it's none of our business.
Okay. Loyal.
Loyal.
Yeah.
Yep. And she can like. I don't want it to be like, she can do whatever she wants, like, as long as, I don't want it to be, like, restricted to me, like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, free or something?
Yeah.
She's free,
like,
she's free,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
What else? And, like, inside, she's good, like, I don't care about the appearance outside.
Yeah.
It's about what's in the inside.
Aww. Yeah. No, facts. I see that. I see
that's
that.
That's my top three.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
no, that's
cat,
good.
Bro.
That's good.
That's cute.
Cute. What about you?
Well, loyalty, of course.
Mm.
I think understanding, probably. And I don't know. Someone cute. Like, I ain't
going to lie. No, facts. I feel like a lot of
like,
people be like...
Everyone's a baddie. Like,
yeah,
no
facts. Yeah, that's the lie.
No, I see that. Okay.
Okay,
all right,
but
so
why are they important? Like,
why are those things important to you?
Well, loyalty, of course. I mean, that's obvious.
Mm.
But then understanding, like... The stuff that happens, you know, everyone's, you know, human.
Mm.
You make mistakes.
Mm.
So if you've got someone understanding, like, you can deal with those problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
I see.
And then I already explained.
You know, everyone wants someone.
Everyone wants a baddie.
Yeah. What about you, Donnie? Why
yeah,
are they important?
Me, I want a loyal woman because, like, I feel like in this generation, it's really hard to find a loyal girl.
Mm.
Most girls are cloud chasing. And
that's
they
funny
because
it's always...
Really?
Yeah, people always say opposite.
No, girls are on some hot
girls. Yeah, girls say opposite and guys say opposite.
What do you mean?
Like, girls always say it's hard to find a loyal guy. Oh, but guys say it's hard to find a loyal girl.
Okay. Sometimes, you know, most girls are clout chasing, so I want a girl who wants me for who I am. Not like, I got money, now she wants me. I don't have money, she leaves me. So,
Yeah. I see. Okay. Facts. I see. All right. So, next question, Prim.
Okay. What are your thoughts on lobola?
So, yeah, for those who don't know what lobola is, it's pretty much like this traditional thing that we have where the guy kind of pays for the woman in a way, like in, as a means of like thanking the parents for like
making it's like her. A marriage, like a traditional African marriage.
Right. Yeah. I think so.
So, like,
what are your thoughts on that? Because, like, would you guys do that?
No.
No?
Me, honestly, I wouldn't do it. I feel like it's more for old heads like my parents, old people.
Yeah,
but, like, for me, like, I'm 19, like, is when I get older, when I get married, I'm not gonna do lobola.
Why not, though? Like, what's it about that you just
thing,
don't
like?
Like,
I don't wanna be, like, it's like I'm buying the girl, like, she's, like, you know how people pay money for, like, strippers and all that? That's how it feels to
That's
me.
That's how
like,
it feels?
Yeah.
Dude,
like,
that is a very extreme example.
Yeah, bro, I don't know, like, that's how I feel.
No,
bro.
I get that, though,
No, I get
like,
it.
I don't want to pay for my girl, I just want to, like...
Wait, isn't that really if you marry a black girl?
Yeah, Zimbabwean
girl.
That's
true.
And it's also like the parents that want
it.
Exactly. It's never the kids.
Yeah, it's not facts. It's like the parents' retirement plan.
No, that's not always the case. I remember we've had this argument before, and a lot of y'all girls were, you know, I need 5,000.
I need 5,000
for me. My little bullet better be 5,000, or I'm not marrying the guy. I won't talk to him again.
Why do you think girls have that though? Is it just
I know,
a lot of girls in our church, like, that's it's like if it's less than 5,000, I'm walking away. I'm like, what do you mean?
Look, it's not all of them. There were some that were fighting against paying lobola, but then there's still those few that are heavily fighting, saying that I'm worth more than 20k. I'm worth more than 50k.
More than 20k.
That's a whole mortgage.
That's a whole condo.
But Keith, so what's your?
What's your thoughts on it? Doesn't mean you.
So Keith, what's your perspective on it then?
Well, I feel like I missed something funny over here. What's y'all laughing at? Let us in on
this.
I am willing to pay. Like, I don't mind. It's not really an issue for me. But, like, I feel like...
Then he's just laughing.
Why are you laughing?
I feel like it's just something that you would have to discuss once you're actually in that position.
Yeah.
Because maybe the girl doesn't want to do it and she's already come to an agreement.
Right.
Or maybe the parents are strict and they're heavy on the tradition and they won't let you get away with it.
But if you were,
so guys can escape
but
it then, because girls are the ones.
Yeah, what do you mean guys can escape?
Like, as in, like, if you don't marry like a Zim girl, you don't have to do lobola.
Yeah.
But the girl either way,
yeah, but
if
still,
parents,
it's not just Zim girls.
It's not a Zim.
It's
like I could marry a white girl, yeah, but still, my mom want me to do lobola.
Oh really?
Do you feel like pressure?
Yeah, your parents would pressure you to do it. Like, oh, you have to do lobola. Make sure your woman doesn't leave you, because you know.
Really?
You know how like black parents are like that? Like,
yeah, that's true.
Your mom doesn't leave you. Make sure she's loyal to you. It's like lobola. It's like some like I don't know, like some magic to make it go.
Yeah. That's so true.
Magic.
So like, if you were to pay for it, would you like expect her to like do things like oh? I'm not paying $5,000 for someone who can't cook. Like, that's something I've heard so much. Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you then have, like, certain expectations?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
No hesitation.
Dude.
Not really, but...
But if you're gonna pull out 20k, man...
20k.
That person better be made out of
20k and, like, that, I mean, I get that perspective, but at the same time, I don't know.
20k.
See, 20k is a lot. Like, right now, what would 20k do for y'all?
Oh, 20k, bruh.
You buy a car, you put a deposit for a house, you do a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna spend that on a person.
And I feel like mostly it's because people in Zimbabwe, they want money.
Yeah.
So that's the only income they could get. Like, they say, oh, this guy's from Australia.
Yeah.
So he has money, he's rich. So that's why they want
money. Our price is raised up.
Yeah.
Because of our position.
So speaking of that, then, would you guys then, I don't know, how do you guys feel then about dating outside of your race instead of like a Zim girl, like a
like
black
does
girl.
Does it matter if
does
it's
it
a
matter
girl or what?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, Tammy's like, yeah. Why, Tammy? Why does it matter?
It's just, like, just gay culture. I like other cultures better. Like,
better? Culture, what do you mean better though?
Like,
is
just
it
the way they do things?
Yeah, those like other cultures.
Like
cultures you're eating
straight.
Boiled chicken.
Yeah.
I want culture. White people don't have culture.
Oh, you want
culture. A different culture. So it's like that grass is greener on the other side thing. Like, because you're stuck in yours, others look better.
So what cultures are you looking at?
Like Asian.
See, is it the culture? I'm not
getting
tricky though.
It's the culture,
I'm not getting tricky because are you sure it's the culture though? Like, that's what I mean. Or it's the, like, for real though, because I feel like people be like, I want someone different from your culture. But it's like, no, you're really just kind of romanticizing someone else's. But hey,
I feel like you mentioned Asia because in, you know, certain parts in Asia, they actually pay the guy.
Yeah, the girl pays. Like, India, they do.
Wow.
Damn.
The girl pays.
So
you're trying to finesse a bag and then...
You know, Indians got the bag too.
Yeah.
Asians especially.
No, I just feel like... If, I don't know, I'm just not good with African women. I'm not good with
them. I get that.
What about aren't you good with them?
Like, they want you to
just
take care of them so
much.
They're
just
like,
too much... Like,
they
value themselves so much.
Like,
is that not a good thing?
It's a good thing.
No, but there's a line.
It's just too much.
It's extra, like...
What do you mean it's extra?
They didn't value you even there, like...
I know, like, you the men are running everything in the house, go to work and all that bullshit. Even though women now can go to work, I'm not, like, being, like, we
but
got equal
yeah.
rights.
Yeah.
But still, like, they want the men to do the most, like...
He's not lying, though.
In black, like, my black parents, like, my mom want me to do more for my women.
Mm.
Like, if she sees, like, my women doing the most, like, they're like, oh, what's happening in this family? Family is falling apart. Your wife is providing everything. Your wife is providing everything, like,
wow,
what
really?
Are you doing?
So that's, like, problematic if,
yeah,
like, the wife's taking control.
Yeah, like,
apparently.
No, but you know, some girls are like that, though. He's right. Like, some girls actually say, oh, I don't want a man who can't take care of me. Like, they act like they're children. Like, they don't know how to...
Damn. But really, guys? Come on. I feel like also African women, like, I don't know. I feel like they also have this thing where they're trained to, like, look after the guy in a way. Like, isn't that, like, a good thing? Or, like...
It's both. I don't have any reservations. If I say anything right now, there's... Be a little backfire.
Just
no,
say
it.
You know,
this
is a non-judgment-free zone.
Trust.
We don't
know.
Who's gonna listen to this?
That's
listeners.
The thing. We don't. We have different listeners from everywhere.
From
they're
from
not even in church. Like,
No,
it's not to do with church at all.
No.
This is not. They think this is going to the church. This is going anywhere. Like,
anywhere.
It's not even for
it's
anyone
worldwide.
In church.
Oh,
like, it's chill. It's like worldwide. Like, we have listeners from everywhere.
There was like an assembly, like. Amount of people.
Yeah,
listening.
Literally.
Yeah.
Dope.
And they're random, so you
know.
Say what's on your heart, Keith. It's okay. Allow it.
No, I'm out.
Wait, I have a question. Yeah. What would you do if you're dating a girl, like black, white, doesn't matter, and then your parents decide they don't like her, right? And they tell you they don't like her, like they don't want her part of the family. Like, what would you do?
I think that's another thing. It's not really who I like. It's not my parents' problem. Like, they can't decide for me. Like, yes.
But does
it's not like I'm marrying my mom or something.
I would sit and think about her because my parents wouldn't like her for no reason.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say.
Exactly.
They have to provide
a
reason. It's not just
she's
white. I don't like her.
There'll be a point behind it because, like, when you're in love, you don't see, like, everything.
Yeah, exactly.
They
ignore
the flaws and all that, and like your parents might be seeing them. And trying to warn you ahead of time.
But at the same time, what if they're not seeing the flaws? What if
they
just don't like them for, like, just some personal reason? Like, if they don't like someone who's of this culture.
Like,
but you don't, they don't tell you.
Oh,
but,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
they just get it bad. But you know how spiritual parents be sometimes? I just feel it in that spirit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then it's not really like a proper explanation. What do you do with that? You just
like,
I fight with my parents when they don't give me explanations.
Facts.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I would beef it out.
You beef it out with your parents.
Yeah. Like, give me a solid reason.
That might be a reason to them, though, where they just feel like something in the spirit ain't right. Like, they just.
No, that's not solid enough.
Boom, something in your spirit ain't right. So go pray some more and find out exactly what it is and then tell me about it.
Well, this is a good point, though.
No,
find out exactly what it is and then say it.
So, you guys wouldn't, like, dip on the girl and just be like.
I wouldn't dip for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, if they came with me a concrete reason, let's say,
a family of witches.
But guys,
like,
when you're in love with someone, though, it's real hard to just cut them off. Like,
yeah.
if you have seen
yeah.
a future and you say, like, oh, like, we're going to get married.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we just need to tell our parents. And then they say, we don't like her. Like, that's, think about it from then, not from now where
yeah.
you're just chilling.
And I feel like your parents' blessing is so important as well. But anyway, speaking of which, what do you guys think of, like, the current state of, like, dating? Like, how it's hard? Like, with, like, Instagram and, like, catfishes.
Dating apps.
And dating apps
would
and all that
it?
Stuff. Would you guys?
Nah, not me. Not me. Dating apps, bro. I feel like catfish is, like, the most right now. You could be dating a guy, especially, like, now. Like, dude, like... Now, like, right now, there's different genders, so you don't even know who you're really dating. Dating apps for me is a no.
Wait, are you just talking about dating apps or
oh, just in general, like catfish is anything.
Oh, so y'all been catfished before?
No. Terry's like, oh, let me think about it.
He probably has.
It's okay, my guy. I've been catfished too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you want to tell the story or not?
Nah, oh, yeah. So, I'm not going to say names, but me and my friend, we're trying to
Don't say the name.
Friend, we're talking to the to this chick, and like you know, we're trying to do a dude. And then one time we saw her like at the train station, and
what you mean?
Like it shocked us. Like
what you mean?
Like,
no,
like on like she'd always send us like videos, like damn, you know, she's looking all fine and all that, you know, and all that. And then like when we saw her in person, man, like it was a completely different story.
Wow. Damn, those Snapchat filters
yeah.
got you away.
Those filters,
yeah, no,
because nowadays the filters which like makes like guys look like female, you know.
Child, this one girl catfished me using the dog filter. I don't know what
how?
It did.
The dog,
like you know, like. I can't explain it, but there's something about that dog filter that, I don't know, it just changes your shape
yep.
slightly.
So,
like, she finessed me for, like, a good minute, right? And then I was like, yo, like, FaceTime me real quick, and boom.
It wasn't what you thought.
Dude, I felt like, it looked like her sister. Like, it just, like, those similarities, but it just wasn't the same person.
Damn, so you were talking to her sister and her.
Nah, no, it was the same chick, but she just looked like two different people.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Ooh, okay, let's get into scripture context, yeah? Yeah. What does a godly woman look like to you?
Do you
like,
really...
if you envision one, like, that you say, okay, like, I want this.
Is that even important to you guys? Like,
or is that
a godly woman, like, I want a Christian woman, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie. I want a woman who fears God, and who knows God about God, and I want a woman who knows God more than me, so she can help me out too, you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm struggling.
Okay.
And you can't really see what a godly woman looks like, but just looking at her physical body or anything, I feel like it's more of a personality with
yo,
God.
Yeah. Yo.
Hey, are you not cold outside yet?
Yeah. Mom, did you see this jumper?
Wait, I didn't hear the last one.
The godly woman. So you can't really tell what she looks like from how she looks.
Yeah, you can't tell her how she looks, like. You have to just be with her for a while and then see how she acts. If she acts right, if she's like reads the Bible, I guess, and she's like,
yeah.
It's a more of a personality, not just the looks.
Mm.
Yeah, you can't really judge someone.
Nah,
for
but
looks.
Everyone deals with it differently.
Yeah, but for me, I'm not gonna judge a girl for looks. It's what's inside, like a spiritual personality.
Yeah. Would you guys ever date someone who's like an atheist or someone who doesn't really believe in God or someone who's like, no,
no.
Yep.
You wouldn't?
It would be hard to.
You would or you wouldn't?
Wait. Yeah, I would. Like, not married, but...
This guy!
So why are you wasting each other's time for this?
What's the point of dating?
What's the point of dating if you're not going to marry her?
He's like, nah, I'm going to marry her. But I date her.
Oh, he's talking about now when he's still young.
Yeah, he's still young.
So he just hit and
good luck with that.
Hit and dip? Come on, guys.
For the marriage aspect, like they date so that they can have long term,
oh,
so that's
yeah,
why they
like,
look. Because
oh,
in their house, you'd be like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
hard. But it could work for some people.
Yeah, what if she's just hiding, you know, her thing, and then you find out she's a Satanist? Like, boom, you're at her house, you open a wardrobe, and it's just...
Well, she invites you to the church one day.
She invites you to her church.
And it goes
no, it left. Depends on, like, how Christian you are. Because some people can be Christian and married, though, that's how Christian, but they still won't go to church.
That's true. Yeah. That's so true. It's just like you believe in God, Christian. And that's it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what are your thoughts on sex before marriage?
Completely fine.
Don't worry, this is no judgment.
I feel like if I'm dating a girl, if it happens before marriage, it happens. It doesn't really bother me. It doesn't matter to me. It's not a big deal, but I feel like it's more a big deal to the old people in this generation.
Really, you think it's like you think it's an age thing?
Yeah, I feel like
you don't think it's like a biblical thing.
You don't think these old people were?
It is a biblical thing. It does say in the Bible we can't do it. Before I'm married.
And how does that make you feel?
What the heck? She's tracking you with these questions.
No, fact though, like, if you read it in the Word of God and it says you can't do it, but you're like, eh. Like, how does that honestly make you feel? I'm genuinely just so interested.
I just have, like, different, I don't know, voices in my head. I want to do it and I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but.
It depends which one wins
that day. Which one wins that day, you know?
Yeah, but still. Sometimes you just gotta be strong and not do it and just wait until marriage.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you cave.
Yeah.
Sometimes you cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So then what about the girl you're dating then? Like, what if she's also caved? How do you feel about that?
What do you mean, caved before?
Yeah, before you guys were together.
I mean, that's not really an issue. Unless she's got a body count like Blueface.
Okay, so like they don't really care about like the whole. Like, we were talking about that.
Yeah, we were.
Thing.
Yeah, say what you were saying before.
So like you guys.
No,
do
I do.
Care?
What the hell? you mean
see?
A girl with a high body count?
No. As in like if you start dating her, do you want her to be a virgin?
No, not really.
Like, do you care about that? That's what I mean. Do you care about that?
It's irrelevant.
Or you just don't want her to have a high body count?
Yeah, I just
like
want her to have
normal,
a high body count.
Like, yeah.
Because to me, there's a limit. I feel like that type. She's like a hoe. I don't know if I can trust her. She might start doing things while we're dating with other guys because of the past.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's a no.
I have a question here. What if you sleep with them right now and something happens and you knock her up?
Something happens and what?
You knock her up. Now, like at your age right now. Yeah. Knock her up. Knock her up. Knock her up.
I've already got a plane ticket to Sydney, so I might as well just not come back.
Oh, no.
I'm playing. Yo, I mean, at this age, it's going to be hard, but, like, you got to step up.
Step up, yeah.
If
would you marry the girl, though, just because she's pregnant? Or would you just continue dating as normal?
I don't want to go with someone else's child. Like,
no. If
I'm
she's pregnant with yours, and you're 19, would you marry her like right now at 19, or would you just continue dating?
These are some very specific questions.
For me, like, I wouldn't be like that guy. She's pregnant. I'm gonna leave her. I know my parents are gonna be disappointed in me, but it is what it is. I'm gonna try my best, take care of the child, and be with her and support her. I'm just gonna live her, like, so she can, I want the child to know I'm the dad when he grows up, but I won't marry straight away. I'll wait until, like, I have the financial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. To be honest, all my actions are very impulsive, so I won't know until I actually get into the situation, God forbid.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Knock on wood.
There's no wood.
Oh, these are technically wood.
I was gonna ask, this scenario, Okay, guys, so we had someone send in a scenario, and I'm just gonna paraphrase it. So this girl says she's been talking to this guy, and sometimes he ghosts her for like 3 days. But then he does come back, and he texts, and he's like serious about her. They want to start a relationship, but at times he just, like, ghosts.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think he's thinking?
No, the
what's happening to a girl?
My love for drama is really making me want to know this girl's name.
No! What do you think he's thinking, right? Is it normal, like, guy behavior? Or is
no,
it like,
that's not normal.
No.
Ghosting.
For 3 days.
The guy, the girl thing.
If you ignore a girl for, like, 5 minutes, they already get
start acting up. So 3 days, that's bad. That means he doesn't even like her.
Yeah. So you don't think he likes her?
Three days.
That's a long time.
Look, one day you can be busy. Like, 2 days,
like,
you can have.
There's no way he wasn't on the street.
3 days.
After those 3 days, he's probably just trying to be nice and reply.
Yeah.
Because she was like, she texted and he was like, oh, I've just been busy with work and stuff.
Oh, that's
crazy. That's the thing, you're not busy.
No, but wait. Meanwhile, she sees the snaps. And at times he can go out with friends. Nighttime.
See, exactly. That man's is capping.
Exactly.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, I'm not interested. Yeah. Like, you're not my priority.
Yeah, she doesn't see that.
The amount of times I've been on the phone at work and messaged people at work, I really hope my work doesn't fire me. No. Like, the amount of times that I even just, like, pulled out my phone real quick to reply to a message, it's like, it takes, like, 2 minutes.
Exactly. Literally.
It takes 2 minutes.
Like, and if you're busy, tell them beforehand, like, this man's don't love you. I hate to break it to you. This man's don't love you. And if the man's listening, you trash. For real.
You're trash.
Yeah, but you can't really say he's trash. He's probably seeing another girl. Well,
she just needs to ask.
Yeah.
You can say he's trash.
Yeah.
If you say he's not trash, he might just be seeing another girl.
There's a girl. She said, okay. She said, I cheated on my guy. I don't know if I should tell him, because he doesn't really know the person I cheated on with, or just continue as normal. Like, can I just continue as... That's what she said.
No, that's dog.
Can you say her name?
No, I can't. To be in the team.
Whoever that girl is, you should tell your guy, man, because it's going to go around, and then it's going to be bad.
Don't let him find out.
Yeah, don't let him find out. If he finds out, it's going to be really bad.
From someone else?
Yeah, from someone else.
It's so much worse.
Usually it's from your best friend or your friends, like, oh, dude, I saw your girl this guy.
Yeah. Plus, imagine if you're in his position and he cheated on you and you never knew.
You find out from your friend.
You find out from your friend. Not even that. The fact that, like...
He didn't tell you.
He didn't tell you personally. Mm.
And I was actually going to say, do you guys think you should be loyal in the talking stage of a relationship? You know how there's, like, that talking stage? Then there's the actual,
like you can actually date. Like, you can talk to other girls.
Do you think you should be loyal?
No.
Nah?
Yeah, like, you should be, like, talking. Nah. It's not that.
Why not?
You should be loyal.
You should be loyal.
Like,
to some degree,
like,
but, like...
Not committed.
What you mean, though? Like, give an example.
Not like
you can't talk to other girls.
If a girl comes up to me and asks for my Snapchat, I'm not going to give it to her.
Okay.
But I'll still talk to her.
I could have other girlfriends.
Like, she has a chance. I'll show her she has a chance.
Even though you're talking to someone else.
It's like not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, I'm just not putting all my...
Okay. Nah, fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to be loyal to a degree.
Okay, fair enough. So in that, then, what about, like, if you're in a relationship and you like other girls' pictures on Instagram? Do you find that, like, offensive? Do you get, like...
Like, naked. Not naked, but, like...
You know,
like,
the pictures.
You know
the
pictures.
Yeah.
Good pictures is a good picture.
So you double tap either way
and
when
you
you're in a relationship or not?
That same as well.
No. See, like...
Oh, it depends on the
photo
day.
See, now it depends on the photo, doesn't it?
I feel like if she really... If your girl really loves you, if she likes you like that... Even if she likes it, it doesn't mean anything. To me, I won't get offended.
Exactly. Be secure in your own relationship.
I know, like, oh, my girl doesn't care. She'd die for me. She'd do anything for me. She's just liking the photo. It's Instagram.
Yeah, she likes it. Yeah.
It's just social media. She's going to move on. She's not like, ooh, start dating the guy.
I know.
I know she's a loyal girl. So I don't care if she likes other guys' photos.
Yeah,
it's me.
Plus, there's some people you just double tap on because you know them.
And you just want to give them the like.
Yeah.
One more thing before we do the other one. What's your view on, like, long distance relationships? Would you do one?
Why
or like,
would
you do?
You mean different state?
Just
long
distance.
It could be different country,
it can be
different
anywhere.
State, different. Yeah.
Like, you mean like far.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
like
Sydney to Perth.
No, you can do Sydney to Perth, or you can do like US and Australia, like something like that.
Whoa.
That's long distance.
Whoa, Sydney to Perth is long.
That's even long, bro.
Yo.
I feel like even from here to Geelong for me.
Keep going.
That's
an hour and a half.
Geelong
is over.
That's an hour and a half.
Like
different time zones. Like, what do you think?
No. What's the point? Yo, I was in a long distance relationship with a girl who lived an hour away.
That's still too bad.
That's still long distance, though.
Is it?
It is.
Like,
it's a little big.
Close.
You don't really see each other. But
I mean, I could have probably tried to see her more, but.
Nah.
But that's when holidays comes in.
Exactly.
But, like, how did you feel about it? Would you do it?
Yeah, nope.
Wait, 1 hour, yeah.
Yeah, 1 hour is not that. But I mean, like, different countries. Let's say different countries.
No. You have to catch a plane to see her.
I was saying different countries. Yeah, I was saying different countries.
Different countries.
Okay. Fair enough. So, would you guys ever then, I don't know, like, you know how, like, in our church, it's kind of like, you do the dating thing, and then you get married, and then you move in together, and then you do that? How would you guys feel about, like, I don't know, moving in with the girl before you're married?
No, I think I'll do it. I'll move in with the girl so I can see how she acts around me when we're in the house. But it's not like we have to sleep together. We can sleep in different rooms, but we still live together. Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah,
facts.
Yeah, see her, like... Mm. If she's the one.
Keith, say what's on your heart. This nigga, like...
There's nothing on my heart. It's just a very risky thing to do.
Facts. I mean,
if you're not planning to sleep before marriage,
yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm.
Like,
if it's in your plan, then it doesn't really matter to you. Because a lot of people who do that, they do, like, they sleep together anyway before marriage.
So, like, if you believe in not sleeping before that, like, being in the same house together, like, majority of your time, you come home... You're with them. You go out, you're probably going to be with them. Like, it's just too many chances to slip.
No, it's true, though. It's okay, so the next one. You guys know how, like, there's that one scripture where it's like, wives submit, husbands love. What's your... I'll pull it up while you guys think about it. But what's, like, your... I don't know.
On that, like, on the whole...
Interpretation.
Yeah, like,
that.
How do you interpret...
Another thing, I feel like that's age, too.
That's age?
That's,
oh.
Like...
See,
like,
yeah, stuff like that comes from times where, like, women
the Western
didn't even,
culture.
Yeah, where women didn't even have a chance to vote, like,
like, women couldn't get jobs, but now everything changed, tables have turned. Like, if I'm the guy who stays home, cooks.
Oh, so this is for the roles, like, in the family house. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, if I'm the guy who cooks and my wife is the head of, like, not really the head, like, she goes to work and all that, I don't mind that, like.
Because that works for your family.
Yeah, it works for me
and
my family. Like, I don't really care.
Yeah. And it seems like more and more in modern times, like, the roles are kind of, like, just getting removed entirely, and it's more of a synchronicity, like, working together as one and not having, like, one person.
How are you gonna put Nando's while we're recording the podcast? But anyway, let me read the scripture and let me guys, like, and further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of his wife, just as Christ is head of the church. He is a savior to the body, is the savior of his body, the church. How do you guys interpret that? Like, saying,
like, I don't want my wife to feel like I'm on top of her, like, she has to, everything she does, she has to ask me, hey, can I do this? She has to feel scared because I'm the head and all that. I just want to feel normal, like, we're equal.
Mm.
Yeah, we're equal beings. Like,
so you're equal, that's how you interpret it?
Yeah.
Okay, how about you, Keith?
Rule like a king and queen.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, it's just what will work for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come to an agreement and, you know, just go from there.
Because there's some wives who want their husbands to rule over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's basically what you say, what kids say, what work.
Yeah.
Plus, it's not only, like, choice, it's also culture. Like, a lot of African culture is, like, raising the females to be submissive.
Yeah.
To be on the bottom.
So how do you guys feel then about, is this just in general?
Yeah,
or
just in general.
How do you guys feel then about, like, piercings and tattoos, like, for Christians? Like, can they have them or not?
And do you want your partner to have them as well? You might as well add that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piercings are fine.
Mm-hmm.
Tattoos, you don't?
Tattoos. The piercings are just...
What makes you say tattoos aren't okay?
Because it's just dirty.
It looks dirty? You just don't like the way it
and
looks?
And, like, it's permanent.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what if you regret it later on?
So you would never get one?
Laser tattoo removal.
That's expensive. Yeah, but still, it's money.
Then
you
broke, get your
bread off. There's a high chance of getting cancer after getting that.
Really?
After getting it. You're going to have scars everywhere on your body. Like,
mm-hmm.
You can easily get skin cancer from that.
So it's like the permanence of it. Like, how it's so permanent. That's
kind,
like, what
moving,
brings you out.
Actually, I wouldn't mind, like, a small one, like, you know, when they put, like, an extra, like,
a
whole,
sleeve.
How do you go 180 off of these? Like, no, nah, they're
like,
bad, they're dirty. You know what? I might
want a
get
small one.
Not to say, like, depends how hard you go, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you wouldn't want, like, full sleeve, full body,
like,
face
just, like,
tats.
Little one, you know?
What if the girl you like comes with a full sleeve and a full tat? like.
Nah, first of all, I wouldn't like a girl like that, even if I see it from afar.
You'd be shocked. I got this one manager at my work. She's your baddie. She got a whole sleeve. And like,
yeah, I'm just like that.
So you won't do it?
Tats. Too much tats, and you're never like, no.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it's excessive, then obviously there's something else going on.
Like, if a girl gets a face tat, she already ruined her appearance to me. Like, I'm not gonna see her the same, like.
I see. Okay. Fair enough. Okay, so what about then when it comes to, like, drinking and drugs, how do you guys feel about your significant other doing that? Like, the mother of your children. Like, do you care? Or is
let's do it together. Like,
yeah, I do care, because if she's drunk, she's gonna treat my children differently, and my children are gonna look up to her. And if she's drinking, oh, mommy's drinking, I'm gonna do that.
About, like, doing it like occasionally or just
whatever. Like, if she does it occasionally, do you care?
Yeah,
occasionally, yeah, but sometimes I don't care. Like, for drinking, but
like, she's, you know, like, she's day drinking
like,
every
like
day.
A party or something.
Oh, oh, like a party.
Oh, so it's in a social
like
context.
Going out, yeah, like, you know, that type. I don't care.
What about you, Keith?
I can't comment on this.
What do you mean? This nigga always, like, what are you trying to do? Like, you're afraid
to
speak to yourself. Just be honest.
Being honest is rough.
No judgment.
Yeah, but like,
yeah, everyone
like,
says no
though,
judgment. But
no,
still,
for real. You should have to stop.
But still, this stuff, the thing, the drugs, the alcohol, it's addictive, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Even though you do it at a party, it's occasionally, it starts off like that.
Exactly,
like that.
Yeah.
And then, end of the day, you see at your house, you're drinking in front of your children, you like,
but mothers aren't like that. They wouldn't.
Yeah, but
some do though. Like some take
like,
it there, or just think it's like, oh, like your children.
Depends
like,
how old
think
your children
about
are as well. Like,
drug, even smoking. Like some women always addicted to smoking.
Right.
Like, thing, like, don't take care of your children while you're smoking, breastfeeding your child, smoking.
Yeah.
Who did that?
Dude. No. I mean, it's their personal choice. I mean, they can do what they want. Yeah, and it's her personal choice. I can't interfere.
No, but still, bro, when it goes a junkie, though.
Yeah, like, that's
junkie.
The thing. Like,
you have to interfere, though.
Yeah, I can't interfere, but, like, once I notice that, like, something's not right, it's, like, more excessive than...
It's not gonna be easy to... Now your wife has to go rehab. You won't spend time...
Dude,
with
it's,
you do
it doesn't get that deep. It's not like you're gonna have, like, two shots and then need to go to
no,
rehab.
No, I don't mean that. Like, it just starts off like that. Oh, yeah, my wife is drinking two shots. It's fine. It's a party. Next week, oh, my wife's going to a party. Then what do you know? My wife bringing a full bottle home.
See, why is your wife going to a party without you?
No, dude.
She can jump out. She got friends.
Yeah,
she's going out with her
friends,
girls.
She got
like
friends, but why is she going to
she
party?
She's going with her friends. It doesn't have to be a party. You could
be
just hanging around with your girls.
Yeah,
having a dinner with your friends. And then you drink. See, it doesn't have to be a party.
Yeah, but see.
Sometimes she wants a girl time.
But see, my girl is going to be smart enough to know her limits. To know how much she can drink.
So you want it, you don't care if she drinks.
She
just wanted to know
limits.
Her limits.
Like,
yeah, okay.
She, like, to be honest, everyone that drinks needs to know their limits. Like, you need to know, like, how much you can take before you get to a state where you're gonna be in trouble.
It's actually that's true.
In trouble? What do you mean though? Like, you so
like,
they can
like
get drunk,
like,
but they can't get messy drunk.
No. Like, as in, like,
no,
some people
that.
Drink like one. Let's say they have one because they just want to enjoy the taste because they like the taste of beer. Let's say, for example.
Yeah.
But then they don't drink to get like they just drink that one drink to eat with their dinner. Let's say chicken or Nando's, just to eat that drink, and that's them. Like, they know that that's all I want.
Mm-hmm.
Others then go ham at parties and they drink like. Excess until they're drunk.
The thing with parties is you could drink and then you want to stop. Like,
No.
You stop drinking, but then you have those friends, you know.
Not like,
oh,
yeah.
Keep going, yeah.
And you feel
hype. Yeah.
See, now you got trash friends then.
Oh, no, sometimes they don't have to say
I'm
it. Sometimes it's like
me.
Internal. Like, you just see your friends and you just feel like, damn, I like want to, like.
You feel
have
like
you ever
that.
Felt that way or not?
Yeah,
like,
yeah I've
I
never turned
that
down a shot.
Like, never
like,
turned down a shot.
Like, oh, Keith, you're weak. You can't do this.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
All my niggas are not like.
I'm not saying
that.
I'm just speaking for
like,
other
exactly.
people.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
It's not you.
And sometimes they might not say it like that, but what they say makes you feel the way you felt when they would have said it like that.
Oh, so they're feeding off the insecurities.
Yeah, because it's easy to say I won't pull into peer pressure when you're not in the situation right now. But when you're there, it's something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, any final closing thoughts or remarks or anything like that before we finish the episode?
Yeah, thanks for having us, Prim and Fuzzy. Hey, yeah. Sis.
That's cute.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, this has been lit. Like, yeah.
Hope you guys agree with us.
All right, so we have this thing at the end of every episode where we like say our current mood. So like whatever you're feeling, whether it's like a music song, whatever you're feeling that time, what are you feeling now, like a current mood, just like what you're feeling, what you're liking, what you're thinking, what you're doing. So yeah, so current mood, we can start off with Prim.
My current mood is
cold.
Yeah, it's big cold out here.
Yeah, you're cold. Yeah, fact. Okay. I don't know, I feel like my current mood's like get help, you know, like it's like, because I started seeing, what do you call it, like a counselor, like for mental health, and I just feel like, just do that, like, I feel like, take care of yourself, that's my current mood, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, facts, like, just take care of yourself, I'll say, that's my current mood. Keith, what's your current mood?
My current mood is, I really want to watch a rom-com with my mom.
That's cute.
I see.
It's chill, it's a weird little tradition, and I just kind of miss her today.
Danny, what's your current mood?
Yeah, I feel like I'm excited.
You excited?
Yeah, that I was here answering these questions. Like, felt like I helped someone out there.
Yeah.
Or are you just excited because we're wrapping up in this Nando?
Tell me, what's your current mood?
I just feel the vibe.
The vibe?
It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
I feel that.
It's a vibe. All right. Yeah. Well, then, thank you guys so much for listening. And on that note,
bye, sis.
I thought you guys would finish with "Hey, sis," like you start.
No,
why would you say "Hey, sis" again?
Hey, sis.
Yeah.